Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
Welcome to Doctails with Cocktails. This is a fine Wednesday night, March 20th, and we had a little technical difficulties, which is why it's 30 seconds into the show till it got live, if you saw the timer on there. And I want to say before we debate the music, we have a great show filled with fun and prizes for our contest winner, yes, as well as the topics of the night. Why does Canada suck and what are they doing now that's so horrible? As well as
I call this don't try this at home. Don't try this at home.
That's pretty vague.
Actually, don't try it anywhere. It's vague. It's horrible. It has to do with medicine and it has to do with insurance companies.
My topic of the night is weird medical conditions, and it involves limp meat.
Do not eat limp meat.
Well, you're giving it away.
I'm not giving it away. I'm just saying don't eat limp meat.
I didn't even say eat.
That might be a good t-shirt. Never eat limp meat.
I was just going to talk about limp meat, and now you're talking about eating limp meat. Way to go. Yeah. And then, of course,
contest winner.
Yeah, contest. I said that at the beginning. Fabulous prizes and contest winners, and maybe a little bit of what bullshit the Who is publishing up there.
Yeah, now. I don't know. I don't know that we're going to do that.
Okay.
We'll see. I think I will probably lose my shit so bad over Canada that we might not have time for.
Well, we can say
we have to do the don't try this at home, and we absolutely have to do the don't eat limp meat.
All right. Well, before we get into the show, let's just start off by who loved that music. I know I did, and shout out to Desiree for getting us our new trailer music, as well as Spencer for writing that song, well, giving us that song. And I love it. It's on our podcast and we've had it forever, and I much
someday
prefer
Spencer will pay you back.
Exactly. Okay, we were at trivia night before we get into this, and we got some special guests watching, so if you're there, please jump in and comment and say hello. But I hope Ben is now watching. Maybe Diane and Jim. And
I don't think they have any social media.
But Ben said he was going to watch. So we'll see if he does. Our true fans, Vic and Sue, look like they were too tired and defeated. How did trivia go again tonight, Tim?
Well, we got fourth. or fifth? Fifth. We got fifth.
We did. Okay. Here was the question. The final question of the night that I want to see if our audience knows.
I think they're full of crap.
The final question was, rank these countries in order of wine production. I think, what did they say? All these countries were top 16% of the world's production of wine.
No. It's like the top 60%.
Yes. Okay. So here are the countries. It was France, the US, Italy, and Spain. What country is number one out of those four? What's number two, three, and four? Think about it. Maybe we'll ask you later. It's a little bit of trivia. Yes. Don't look it up. So there
it's
you
like
go.
It's like a mini mental status question.
The wine.
You have to remember which wine.
Us wine connoisseurs,
and then we tell you,
got it wrong.
And then
actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Janet, though, because I think she got it right and we all ignored
we're gonna
her.
It's like, you know, they did that. They did that on Biden's physical. They're like, can you tell which wine country? What's a wine country? You know the thing? Anyways, I digress.
You do. You digress.
Okay, are we going to talk about why Canada sucks so terribly?
You're going to talk about that first before we get to the contest winners? I think so.
I think,
so
yes.
So you have to stick around and listen to see if you won?
Yes.
Okay.
But I need to get some information up here in the old queue so I can read it, because you have to read these articles to actually believe them. It's so completely nutsoid.
All right. You're looking really fine in that tropical shirt.
I know. I like this shirt.
Yes. When he goes clubbing.
Clubbing.
He's got to wear his collared shirt. Well, you're not wearing a t-shirt. That's not tulle. We had an interview today with Brant Hansen, which will be coming up in the show.
Yes.
In about another month.
I wore a tulle shirt.
Brant Hansen's awesome. Tim wore a tulle shirt.
Of course I did.
For Brant Hansen. And we were talking about his
I
new book.
Up.
It was about a dance party, his book. So.
Okay. So I'm going to bring a picture up here. I think we're going to go to this and to this.
Oh, that looks wonderful.
Okay.
Is it
so
Christmas
if you can see this,
Canada?
You know, if you can see this, I'm going to describe it for people listening that are not watching. This is the Supreme Court of Canada, and there's five women and four men that constitute the august body. In Canada, they don't wear black robes. They wear red, bright red robes with white fur trim.
They match the Mounties.
I shit you not. Bright red robes with white fur trim. Okay. So it looks, seriously, you watch this and you look like there's four Santas. The highest court of the land in Canada is nine Santas.
It's the Santa Claus.
It's completely.
But Tim Allen is missing.
It's completely crazy. So at any rate, what did these nine geniuses come up with? Well, they just had a case the end of last week. And the case is kind of insane. So one of the justices, Jamie Sarkonak, I think she's the blonde way at the corner on the front. The Supreme Court of Canada has adopted terminology promoted by gender activists. So first of all, they had to answer a question. What unbelievably complex judicial question could the Supreme Court of Canada be answering?
And why are we talking about it on the show?
Well, it was a rape case. Why would a rape case go to the Supreme Court and not to a criminal court? I don't know. Because somehow they managed to argue that a woman would not know she was actually being raped. She would not intuitively know that she was being, and this is the case, so pardon the language, being penetrated by a penis. So these nine Santas came up with the genius idea that yes, a woman would know she was actually physically being raped.
So they had to debate on that and decide that?
Right. But they got upset. So Jamie got upset and she said, we should not have used the word woman because that's a troublesome word. We should have instead referred to the woman that was raped as a person with a vagina.
So that's what it's come down to now. Yes. I already heard this before, but it just still gets me so mad.
You have a prime minister who is a vagina. Does that count as well?
So seriously, though, they're not. You don't even have the honor of being called a woman anymore.
No, you're eliminating women.
Now we're not even trying to define what is a woman. Now you're a person with a vagina. That's all I am. Our friend had another disgusting word for it. But I'm going to just not even talk about that on the
show. You're a PWAV. Or maybe we'll just shorten PWAV to woman. How would that be? They actually had to argue a case on whether a woman knows she's actually being sexually assaulted. And then they degrade this woman again by not being able to call her a woman. Great job, Canada.
Now we're just people.
At least you got little Santa suits while you make your, you know, judicial decisions.
But out seriously, that should totally piss off all of us other fellow, I would say, feminists, women, strong women, whatever, anybody.
Oh,
that is actually more okay, than but a it vagina.
Gets, it gets, seriously? Yeah, no, you are just your genitals. That's all you are. You don't have a different way of looking at the world. You don't have different, you know, particular gender taste. You're just a sack of
I'm just reduced
junk.
To my genitals. That is disgusting. I wonder.
Well, I would be referred to as man like Sequoia.
This part of your head?
Well, I have a big, thick, girthy head.
Full of wood, petrified wood.
Okay, but it gets better. It gets much better. All right, I'm going to pull myself out of here. So what happened was, this is a slide, and in this slide, it's a police station in Etobicoke, which is a place in Ontario.
Yes.
And you can't make this up. Like, you have to Google this and listen to the actual audio. You cannot make this up. There's been this big crime spree in Toronto, and mostly people are breaking in to the homes and largely rooting through the home, maybe assaulting people, but generally just stealing the car keys and stealing the car. So they had this really genius idea. And the really genius idea was that you should just leave your key fobs close to the door of your house. So then when you get your house broken into, they can steal your car and they won't assault you. And the reason that's important is because they're criminals and they have guns. So they literally admitted in this interview that gun control doesn't work because the only armed people in Canada are the freaking criminals. Like, we haven't been arguing that for a billion years. So guess what, people in the United States, wake the F up and realize this, that the Bill of Rights actually matters. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment actually matter. Because they're real guns and he literally goes into this, like, they're real guns, eh? With real bullets. And like, they could kill you, but you can't do anything because you'll be charged if you try to defend yourself. Literally, my buddy was almost beaten to death.
Yes.
Almost beaten to death from a home intruder. And what he was told after this guy was eventually captured is they said, well, you could have a bat by the door of your house. But if you used it in self-defense, you should have a ball glove and a ball there. So it looks like you just hysterically picked the bat up
and
started swinging instead of actually using the freaking bat to defend yourself. Okay. Let's compare that with Florida, where one of our august sheriffs gave a press conference about a guy who broke into a house and got shot. And he said, more people should shoot intruders. That's the way to solve crime. And I'm like, God bless America.
But I know I listened to that, and I thought it was like a South Park, but like a
Saturday Night Live.
What's the Canadian?
Well, you know,
hour, 60 minutes. I don't know what are those stupid things. And I thought it was a total spoof when they're like, please just because they're going to break in and steal it anyway, just leave your key fobs outside your door so that they can just have it. I'm like, so now you're reduced to literally handing the keys over to your car. Just here, have a car.
Right. Because, you know, fighting crime and actually taking on people with guns when you're a trained police officer with a gun, that's a little bit tough.
So what's,
and I need to get back to my Santa suit.
What's mine
so
is yours.
So I can make shitty judicial
what's
decisions.
What's yours is yours. What's mine is yours. And that would be how it works. And so not only free healthcare, but free cars and all you people,
but it gets
with
better.
Vaginas,
but it gets better.
Set your keys out for those intruders.
See, what you didn't understand is in Canada, the criminals are not the criminals. Who's the criminals? You. because they have a new bill coming through the House of Commons called Bill C-63, known as the Online Harms Bill. Goes much further than cracking down on cyberbullying and child exploitation, targeting what it describes as hate speech.
Oh, yes.
So you can be thrown in jail for online hate speech, whatever the hell that is.
Who defines that? YouTube? Instagram?
Yes. Canada's proposed new law is underpinned by a remarkably vague, nebulous, and this easily weaponized definition of hatred as an emotion that involves detestation or vilification, and that is stronger than disdain or dislike. You can be thrown in jail for eliciting an emotion.
Wow. I mean,
for an emotion, hate, they are weaponizing and making illegal
feelings
and potentially throwing people in jail for feelings. Whoa. They define hatred as an emotion. It's not like you said something and you could go to jail for the rest of your life. If you incite genocide, tell me how they're going to prove that. And there's even stuff in the bill, hatred of this fomented online, setting a harmful content, which in turn leads people to commit hate speech. They're not committing a crime. They're committing hate speech, which they make into a crime. It's not like you went online and told somebody to beat somebody up, and then that person went and, then you're an accessory to an actual crime. It's for fomenting, for the thought crime of fomenting hate speech.
How do you define hate speech?
Who
gets to decide if it's hate speech? Then everybody's got hate speech. It's the whole, you're a phobe, whatever, phobe, pick your thing, phobe. I mean, wow.
No, but here's the thing, though. Like, it's so completely nuts because it's Minority Report. It's thought crimes. It's trying to prevent crimes before they've happened. That is complete and absolute. That ends. I'm sorry, kids. That ends in stacks of bodies because the government will decide what hate speech is and stack. No. And you know what, Canada? You dumb shits. This is what you get when you apologize for every freaking thing in the world. You guys are way too nice. It's time to not be nice because this isn't nice. You're nice, and then you get Prime Minister Vagina, who's really nice and smiley, but really he's a complete freaking dictator deep down. Hey. That's what you get. Stop being nice.
So you know what? I'm offended that you actually call him Prime Minister Vagina because he doesn't deserve to be in my category. Sorry.
Okay, well,
you can have him back.
Dickhead.
You can have him back to your gender.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Well, he does like my gender. He likes it a little bit too much, apparently.
But we joke about this, but it's flipping.
No, it's
scary
because
we already know what it's like to have our content pulled off of platforms for saying certain words and saying going against the narrative that they like. And so, honestly, I mean, the whole thrown in jail thing, I could see that being a reality.
Straight to jail. Straight to jail.
You should find that.
Undercooked chicken, overcooked chicken.
What show is that from again?
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation.
Straight to jail.
Never watched that, but that clip is really good. Where are all our fans tonight from? I want to know. I know where Desiree is from. We won't give it away. She's from a secret location.
A hidden bunker. I literally have to.
I want to see if anyone else is going to comment. And if they're on Instagram, I think people that watch on Instagram.
Anybody from Canada?
Don't know.
Because guess what? This will be the last time you get to see us in Canada.
And I can't. You didn't hit the button.
I did. It is 100% live.
It might be. Well, we can't read the comments for some reason. So if you're on Instagram, I'm sorry. Desiree will have to translate. There you go. All right, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you all. You know there's a 15-second delay. Wow. There's somebody from Canada, Heather. And freezing bank accounts for donating to a cause you believe in.
Yeah, they did that during the trucker campaign. They literally stole people's money.
Oh, yes.
Well, kids, elections have consequences. But you got to take that country back, and you got to understand why the Bill of Rights in the United States is one of the most geniusly written documents in the world, where you enshrine free speech. And I think guns, too. That's a bit of a debate for some Canadians. But where you enshrine free speech, even if it's offensive. You know, there's some limits, but there's very few limits on speech. And you see what happens. And you, like, you see what happened during the last 4 years when people just willing to line up and do what they're told. And you got to be able to dissent against this. Even if someone's crazy, they still deserve a voice. And you can dismiss them in their crazy, but it's just,
well, this is depressing. I think it's time to move on. Before we do, I want to know, what's the temperature up there in the Great White North, Heather? How many degrees below zero is it? And I agree, all the voting power is in Ontario, the Western Canadian, I mean, provinces. They could all vote one way, and it just gets
It's another reason why.
So there you go. It's Ontario. Blame Ontario.
But here, it's another reason why having the Electoral College is amazing, because you can't have – otherwise, you would have New York and California would basically pick every single president, and you would hope to God that Florida and Texas would be a countermeasure. Instead, you compete with states. So Rhode Island actually has disproportionate electoral power.
Have another drink.
Electoral power in picking the president.
Okay.
Why?
Well,
so you don't get this.
We're not going
to. No, I'm just saying.
It's not
getting. I'm just saying. That's why republics are better in making things fair for the most people compared to parliamentary government.
Right. Well,
it's that, you know, it's the, like
the nature of
whatever.
Things.
You can just rant on about.
All right,
makes me sad.
Well, here's
I'm angry because I'm sad because Canada is a freaking awesome place with awesome people that we love, and then these dipshits fuck it up. I wasn't going to swear today,
and
I
did.
Failed.
Well, and here's some other good news, though. You're in the balmy land of Florida, and
minus
up there
30.
It's minus 30 degrees. Yes. So, does that make you happy?
No, it makes me unbelievably happy.
And Linda is from Brownsville, Oregon. I wonder, and I love, look at that flag. That's amazing. She is, I wonder what the weather is like in Oregon. I haven't checked lately.
It's been super nice. It was super nice. It was like 72.
More than minus
everyone
30.
Everyone brought their hot rods out.
More than minus 30. All right. Well, Tim, tell us a little bit about what people do in cold weather or try to do in cold weather.
Oh, okay. Well, this one is one of those things where it's what we would call don't try this at home. Insurance scammer who wanted $1.3 million claim caused his own amputations with dry ice. All right. So what happened was I got to get the story up because the story is amazing. So the story is... I'll get it. Keep talking, man.
Instead of insurance scammer, well, it should say dumbass caused his own amputations with dry ice. I want to know what got amputated.
His legs, both of his legs.
Where he got the dry ice from? How long it took?
I don't know. He's in Taiwan. I don't know. They probably make dry ice and ship it all.
It's in Taiwan. Oh, it wasn't in the U.S.
Yeah, no, it's right here. I'll read some of the article. A Taiwanese man was hit with insurance fraud charges for allegedly trying to claim over $1 million in payouts for a double amputation due to self-inflicted dry ice injuries. The 24-year-old suspect, identified only by his last name, Chang, lost both of his legs below the knees due to fourth-degree frostbite, bone necrosis, and sepsis. Citing the Taipei District Prosecution's Office. After the amputations, Chang supposedly applied for compensation from 8 different insurance policies with 5 companies that totaled $1.3 million. So apparently he had a cohort that strapped him into this chair and threw his legs into this dry ice. One insurance company paid out $7,000. None of the others did. There was an investigation. He had to pay it all back. He has no legs. But the writing in the New York Post is delicious. According to the indictment, Chang was actually injured when a friend strapped him into a chair and left him to sit with his legs immersed in a plastic bucket filled with dry ice.
A friend. What
for
a
several.
Great we all friend. Need friends like that. Where am I?
Because
I want to know who are my ride or die people out there. who would do that for me.
Friends are friends forever.
I wonder if Heather would do that.
When your legs are in dry ice. And friends will never say never. When you're doing, that's a Christian song, when you're fraudulently. But here's where it gets great.
What a friend.
Okay.
His best interest at heart.
Just listen to this.
Maybe they're going to split the money.
Well, yeah. Like I'd give, you know, $2 for strapping me down. I keep the rest of the 1.3 million. Because I got no length.
What?
The authorities double checked Chang's scooter. So this is what happened. So Chang says, I lost my legs in a scooter accident. You need to pay my insurance. Oh. Then the authorities, because they're so smart.
She just showed up at the hospital, claimed a scooter, cut them off.
Yes. They didn't single check his claims. They double checked his claims with the day of the incident. And they found that the temperatures were between 43 to 62 and a half degrees Fahrenheit. Not cold enough for serious frostbite. Actually, not cold enough for any frostbite, you moron that wrote this article. They didn't need to double check. They just needed to say it was 13 degrees. It was what? 11 degrees above freezing. Nothing's going to freeze.
So how did
actually,
he lose his legs?
It was so warm. It was barely cold enough to shrink his wiener. let alone freeze his legs.
So how did he lose his legs? Did he? Like, I'm confused now.
Because they strapped him to a chair. And his legs were in buckets of dry ice, freezing. He froze his legs off. I cannot even believe how torturously painful.
Okay. I was confused about the saying what the temperature was. Sorry, I thought you meant they reproduced the experiment and that was the temperature.
But in the picture of the police leading him away with his stumpy stumps, he's at least being safe.
He's protected,
and he's wearing a mask.
He's wearing a beautiful.
Because you know what. If dry ice isn't going to kill you, the air just might have a virus that does. You cannot make, like, literally, this is Elon Musk. Like, we're living in the simulation levels of stuff. Like, you cannot.
That's
make this.
For real.
That is a for real.
What
a.
Story. As Linda
do not
says,
try this at home.
What an idiot. Total idiot, as your best friend likes to say. What an idiot. Oh, boy. You know what? What time is it? It's cocktail time.
It's time
and
to pick a winner.
I'm drinking. It's a cocktail time. So here we go. Listen, I am drinking. This is what I'm drinking because we were at trivia night and I had 2 key lime pie martinis. I highly recommend them, but I'm all done. So now I'm drinking a little bit of Twinings herbal tea, chamomile, honey, and vanilla. To wind it down because it's sundown here, and I'm sundowning.
So you got to wind her down.
Lovely cup, this Yeti mug from BS Free MD that you're going to win if you won our contest. Tim, however, is still partying hard, and we had this last week, and it's still around. It's a freaking Christmas miracle early.
Hanger.
How did you not drink all of this?
Because I drank all the other vodka.
Because I was drinking. Drinking it myself, but it's Makrut, or I don't even know how to pronounce it.
I think it's Makrut.
Makrut. Somebody help us out. Lime. I'm going to have to look it up.
Makrut. Makrut. Makrut lime.
From Hangar One.
And they kind of like limes that look like scrotums.
Yeah. And the bottle, I'm going to want to keep this bottle because it does look like a non-graduated cylinder that's brown. It's super cool. It's very chemical looking for the chemicals that are in it. So that's. What did you have to drink for a beverage at the, I couldn't tell, you were at the end of the table with the guys.
I had 3 men.
Oh, you admitted that on.
I did.
On.
And look.
This podcast.
Fresh as a freaking daisy.
I can tell. Really fresh.
Fresh as a
so fresh. Oh,
days.
I was going to get your bomb and put it on you they could
no,
see.
No, we'll do that next time. We'll do that next
the
time.
Fresh there's bomb
so much,
that you're
there's
using.
So much great content we're going to bring you. You just have to stay tuned.
All right. So I'm drinking my tea and we have 2 winners to announce for our contest. Okay. What was the contest? In case you're just listening for the first time, we had the Help Promote Our Podcast contest and there should be a winner. To the person that had the most entries, got 40 entries. That would be Candace Darling. She got the most tickets because she actually did so many of the steps and tagged so many people
and
commented online. But it is a random drawing. So she gets 40 entries. And there are more people in the contest. So we were trying to get you to comment and like our show and share because it helps us get our show up the rankings. And that is really important to us. And so I'm going to put out a little APB again. To those of you that are listening right now, and if you did not comment on Apple, Spotify, or the other platforms, we hope, pray, and ask that you do that. It's super easy. You just scroll onto the podcast, click the stars, and write a comment. That helps us. So if you haven't done that yet, please do. Anyway, what are we giving away? So we have two winners. One is the best comment, most flattering. And
well,
so,
it could be the best comment that's the least flattering too, but we didn't pick that.
But we didn't pick that.
We didn't pick the idiots. You can't possibly be doctors. Who board certified you? I think you're misrepresenting yourself and you're liars.
Exactly.
We didn't pick that
one. We did not. We just scrolled on and deleted that one. So first I'm going to announce the best comment that will win fabulous prizes. And then we will do here online right in front of you all the random drawing for the winner. For the entries. So here we go. Winner number one. And what are we winning? We are winning a Yeti cup mug, a package of Farewell coffee, and also a BS3MD koozie and a book from an actually, I'm going to reach out to you and you're going to get to choose. It's a book from one of our podcast guests that we've had on the show coming your way. So you got coffee, a great book to read, and we will be sending that your way. And the winner is... Da, 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 da. All right. Her name is... Her handle is Mom Patriot. So, Mom Patriot.
If you're listening, please email us at doc@bs3md.com.
Or comment here.
So we can send you
now,
cool things.
Or you can comment on Facebook, Instagram, because you won. Here's the comment. This is what she said. I heard you on one of my favorite podcasts, Informed Dissent, with Dr. Barkey and Dr. McDonald. We were guests on that show, had a great time. I'll have to try to remember what episode or when that came out, but we did link it on our profile. She says, you were so great on there, and now I'm hooked on your podcast. Love listening to you too. Your relationship is a breath of fresh air. You make me laugh and brighten my day. God bless you too for taking a stand for what is true and right. So we just loved that. That was just very colorful and flattering. And you didn't say that we should have our licenses taken away.
I love those.
That was super
funny. So funny though. It's like,
all right, moving right along.
Are we number generating now?
Okay. So now we are going to number generate from our, before you do, we have 70. As you can see on the screen, can you make that bigger? Can you put it in this?
I can make it however you want, but this is good enough.
Well, we are going to, let me get the list out of names here. We are going to draw a number from 1 to 70. All right, Tim.
Ready? Okay, here we go. I'm hitting spin. And it's...
No, you have to go here, honey. You're on the wrong... There you go. It is picked. Okay, I'm laughing.
47.
Number 47. All right. So ticket number 47 is owned by, let me scroll to, it is Oregon Trail Running. They commented and on Instagram, Desiree is our witness and everybody watching. Number 47 won. All I could say is someone's going to be ticked. Because we had 70 entries. Someone had 40 entries. That was KD. 40 entries. And out of 70, and you still didn't win. She's going to be pissed.
It's life, man. It's life. Sometimes you get kicked in the sweets.
So, Oregon Trail Running. We're happy that you won. Reach out to us because you guys use these handles. Don't give us your real names. So we will try to get a hold of these winners and send you your prizes. If for some reason we can't, maybe we'll do a follow-up contest. Anyway, Oregon Trail Running and Mont Patriot, thank you for being there. And to honestly, I'm going to just give a hell yeah shout out to KD, my bestie, for having the most entries. I'm sorry you didn't win. And I'm thinking she's really ticked off. Oh, dear. Okay.
One more story. Why thou shalt not eat.
Oh, don't even.
Meat.
Well, how did we get to this limp meat business? All right. Because in the news, a man was hospitalized with worsening migraines, only to find out they were caused by a parasitic tapeworm larvae in his brain, and researchers believed he was eating meat infected, and that was undercooked bacon. So listen to this. The unidentified 52-year-old American man consulted doctors about changes in his usual migraines over 4 months, according to a study in the American Journal of Case Reports. The migraines became more frequent, severe, and unresponsive to medication. He was admitted to hospital for testing. CT scans revealed numerous cystic foci, which are fluid-filled sacs in the brain. Then he had some antibody tests done that were positive for something called cysticercosis, and the man was diagnosed with
cysticercosis.
It's a form of a parasitic tissue infection caused by the larva of the and cysts of the pork tapeworm found in the brain. So, person gets this by ingesting the larvae cysts from infected feces, which is typically occurs from lack of hand washing, according to the CDC, in places with poor sanitation. But listen to this. The patient did not recently travel to high-risk areas, but his habit was to eat lightly cooked, non-crispy bacon most of his life. As it can be speculated, his predilection to eat limp meat or undercooked pork occurred over years, as well as not actually doing proper hygiene, washing his hands. This condition is very rare. He was successfully treated with antiparasitic and anti-inflammatory medications, and his brain lesions and headaches improved. So the moral of the story is that
if you don't want crispy bacon, maybe you deserve to get tapeworms in your brain.
So the article,
it's like, who wants to eat bacon that's not crispy?
The one article
that's
I read literally
nuts.
Said he had a habit of eating limp meat. I'm like, who calls undercooked bacon limp meat? Anyway.
like who would eat? Like, that's so bizarre.
You know what?
Like, it's just
bacon.
Bacon is beautiful, and it needs to be crispy. You don't eat
it. It's the only way to eat bacon. So here's the other thing. Then, you know, I was reading more, and it was really pretty cool because it goes into the whole history of this cysticercosis, and, you know, it really ties back to even the Bible when they thought pork was unclean. Not to be eaten.
Do you know why? Because it was unclean.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I don't know. Pretty fascinating, right? Here we go. It's the connection between human infection and pork consumption was pretty plain back in the day. And pigs and swine were viewed as impure or unclean throughout the ancient world. In fact, I remember growing up as a kid, my family cooked the hell out of any kind of pork products. And it was like eating shoe leather because they were totally afraid of getting they would just say worms. But so I guess my headaches when I was a child weren't due to undercooked pork.
No, they were
it was not limp meat.
Overcooked pork. Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Yes. Definitely very firm pork was the only thing that went in my... Never mind. I was just about to say.
Okay. Yeah. I just taken a big fat time out on that one.
Just about to say something really inappropriate on TV or wherever we are. Let's not talk about pork in my mouth anymore. There you go. Done. Moving right along.
Too late.
Me offended somebody. I'll go straight to jail in Canada.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Hate speech.
And that's what she said. That's what Heather said. That's
you know,
said.
You hate it on a pork producer.
And I just said cook that sucker right till it's firm and hard.
Yes, it's just unbelievable.
So that you could eat it.
It is. It should be, you know, there'll be another Canadian law with you can't have under, you have to have crispy bacon. Savages. So.
All right. Hello, Karen. Thanks for joining us. And
we have other stuff, but I think we're going to save it next week. Next week, we have a guest.
Well, we have a guest every week. What's your point?
On DocTales Live, we have a live guest in real time. Yes.
That's right. We are going to, that'll be fun, actually, because we're going to do some case studies. Let's just say case studies. Let's talk about some scenarios and funny things. I don't want to even say who it is.
What?
It's kind of fun. Hey, did we talk about what was in our bathroom last week?
Oh, the lizard?
To be sure
that. It's basically a gecko.
I said it was a lizard. Okay.
Yeah, we talked.
And then there was a snake in the yard. Well, not a snake.
A snake skin.
A shed. But I was freaking out.
But it was
out.
Very long.
And you were scared, and I had to pick the damn thing up myself.
No, I wasn't gloves. Scared. I just thought it might actually be a real snake.
It was like 3 feet long when I pieced that sucker back together. The gecko, however, freaked me out.
Because they...
You caught it on video as I attempted to rescue... Well,
yeah, I actually had to pick it up, though. I picked it up and threw it outside.
Okay, those things
back out
jump at you.
Yes, they are leaping lizards.
I went to get it. We used the towel to trap it, and it jumped right like that, right at us. You got to do something with that video. Send it to Mitch. Let him put it together. That was pretty funny.
It was
like reminiscent of when we trapped the bat in the house all over again. All right. How many other people have encountered a lizard in their bathroom? There was a giant spider on the floor a couple days ago. And then the snake skin that I had to pick up and dispose of. Apparently, if you leave those around, they attract other rodents.
And the golf course gator.
Things. And
there
the
was
golf
a gator
course.
At the golf
yes.
course. He is apparently always there. And you just ignore him. And he just minds his own gator business. He was gnawing on a fish. It was
quite. We went for a bike ride on the weekend and saw a few.
They were little. The one on the 18th hole is pretty big. He's quite. He's like
fun and games.
He took Chubb's arm. I'm pretty convinced.
Fun and games in Florida. All right.
What's up on the interview show tomorrow?
All right. Tomorrow, we have with us. I'm psyched for this. It is Pamela Garfield Yeager. She is known as the truthful therapist. If you've been on Instagram, you might have seen her. She is an amazing woman who tells her story about how she was outside of the psychology realm for a while because of a medical condition and came back after quite a few years. And she worked in the San Francisco Bay Area and was at one of the most liberal high schools counseling kids in that county. I forget the name of the high school. Do you remember? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was in Palo Alto, I think.
So. Anyway, she could not believe the change in what had happened. COVID had happened, the law, masks and lockdowns. Anyway, she comes back and all of a sudden tells all about what's going on with kids. She is a big advocate for standing up against all this trans agenda. She used to be a proponent of it and support it. And now she's
Well, we go down a lot of rabbit
talking
holes. We talk about suicide prevention and does it actually work? We talk about how much psychology and counseling do kids actually need, and does it help or harm them? Because you know what? Sometimes therapy can actually be harmful. Yeah. So we go down a lot of that. It's really good. She's super honest. This is a longer show. We thought of splitting it up, and I said, no, it's good. If people like it, they'll listen to the whole 2 hours. It's really well done. She is an amazingly honest person to
get your
listen to.
I was going to say, get your coffee or your tea. You could split it up. I listen to podcasts.
Well, I mean, I mean, Sean Ryan's an hour, like up to 6 hours. You know, you just listen to it over, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all good.
And we get it too. I knew it would go past like an hour. I wanted to split the episodes, but it doesn't matter. It's an amazing discussion that we had with her. And I know we could have her back on over and over. She's been in a few documentaries, which we talk about. She was in one of them with Walt Heyer, who was on our show. Walt is an amazing spokesperson for he even hates to use the word transition, but the detransitioning community. And in that episode, he talks about his life story and what it was like to go from being a man to living as a woman. And now he's given that up and is back to living his true self as a happily married man who's reaching out and helping people. So that's another episode that ties in with this wonderful stuff. So I'm excited for that one to drop tomorrow. We had a truth bomb come out today talking about fear and
Fear Lies in Videotape. That's a old spinoff on an old movie, but right. Yes.
Well, anything else you want to add before we
I don't think so. I have to drive the I-75 tomorrow morning, so I probably should not stay up too late. And I think we've kicked Canada enough. To our beautiful Canadian friends, please save your country. It's a great place. Canada's awesome. Your government stinks right now, but that's another set of problems. And stop apologizing, please.
I think I'm giving that up since we moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 some years, and I have stopped apologizing, haven't I, Tim?
Yes. I, on the other hand, fall into it at times, and it's super unhelpful. Because it's actually disingenuous, but that's another whole topic. All right.
Well, I will just ask again for you all to go on to your favorite podcast platform. Most of you listening on Spotify, Apple, what is it? Weezer. Google doesn't exist. Pick your place. Please like our show. Give us a 5-star rating. And if you can write a couple blurbs of a sentence, that really helps. I was just trying to come up with something, but I won't put words in your mouth.
You could even write, don't eat limp meat. And that would count.
All right. Thanks for being here, you guys. And if you're listening to the replay on the Monday show, we hope the start of your week is wonderful. Don't get too frustrated listening to the craziness in Canada, but have hope, have a drink, drink some tea, drink a cocktail, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS4MD. See you next time.
Well, we try to keep BS4MD as raw and real as possible. We can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.